Welcome. This is James Corbett of CorbettReport.com.
And this is James Evan Pilato of MediaMonarchy.com, and we both welcome you back to another episode of New World Next Week, which you can find at NewWorldNextWeek.com. James, let's get right into this week's news with a story that, when I see so many headlines, and James, I think you and probably so many folks out there, you see it and you kind of scratch your head and say, but I've seen this before in some way, shape, or form. Feds foil remote-controlled terror attack on Washington, and we'll grab this from ABC News. A Massachusetts man was arrested today, meaning Wednesday, September 28th, for allegedly masterminding a plot to hit the nation's capital with explosive-laden remote-controlled airplanes, followed by a ground assault, the Department of Justice said. Rezwan Firdaus, a 26-year-old U.S. citizen and Northeastern University graduate, was nabbed in an elaborate FBI sting after he told undercover officers exactly how he planned to arm small drone airplanes with explosives in order to hit the Pentagon and U.S. Capitol building before opening fire on the survivors, federal officials said in a statement. So, James, I'll just encapsulate what I put out on my Twitter feed a little bit ago. Feds foil remote-controlled terror attack on Washington, but not the remote-controlled terror attack on 9/11.
So true, so sad and so true. And it's interesting how this story seems to touch on just about every meme of the whole phony war on terror propaganda narrative that there is. We have this self-radicalized, homegrown Al-Qaeda that they're trying to hype now because, of course, everybody's potential Al-Qaeda. And we have the remote-controlled planes flying into Washington. That's an interesting concept. I wonder where they got that one. And you have this guy who really thought he was working with Al-Qaeda, but he was actually being handled by the FBI. Oh, surprise, surprise. So we have pretty much touched on every single one of these foiled terror plots that come along, and it's always the same script over and over and over and over and over for the last 10 years. And you'd think people would start catching on to it by now. Oh, wait, every single radicalized terror plot that we've heard about in the last 10 years has been fostered, funded, and then foiled by the FBI. Wow, they're really getting their money's worth, aren't they? Just absolutely ridiculous. And again, it goes to show how every step of the way, the intelligence agencies are involved in these plots exactly as they were, even if you want to believe the phony hijacking stories of 9/11, even if you want to believe about the hijackers, they were living with FBI informants, they were being tailed by the CIA. Every single part of the plot was completely known about beforehand. So again, I mean, it just goes to show that this is a completely false narrative that's been crafted for us, and they just throw these headlines out at us to keep us afraid. Are you afraid? Please be afraid.
I believe the underwear bomber, I think they're starting jury selection on that Patsy case. And you can check out the work of Kirk Haskell, who was IHAN's, you know, first witness there on the plane. And I'm still kind of waiting to see any kind of updates on our own Christmas tree bomber here in Portland, Oregon from last year. But James, I think this segues quite well right into our second story, and we'll grab it from The Guardian. Al-Qaeda calls on Ahmadinejad to end 9/11 conspiracy theories. Al-Qaeda has sent a message to the Iranian president Mahmoud Ahmadinejad asking him to stop spreading conspiracy theories about the 9/11 attacks. Iranian media on Wednesday reported quotes from what appears to be an article published in the latest issue of the Al-Qaeda English language magazine Inspire, which described Ahmadinejad's remarks over 9/11 as ridiculous. In his UN General Assembly speech last week, Ahmadinejad cast doubt over the official version of the 2001 attacks. James, you and I asked you this before we started to roll, and yes, you had seen the video from nearly 4 years ago of The Onion, the satirical news outlet, making the exact same video where they had representatives from Al-Qaeda saying, these 9/11 truthers and conspiracy theories are ridiculous. They're trying to take away our credit as, you know, the show of Al-Qaeda, of course, the fictional actors and patsies and put up jobs and triple agents. They want that credit. They believe it went down that way. Don't take away our greatest achievement from us.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The first thing that went through my head when I saw this story was, wow, it's The Onion. And you know that the script writers for this War on Terror propaganda narrative are really hitting rock bottom when they start copying The Onion, basically word for word. But there it is, and it just gets more and more ridiculous. And of course, this is put out in the Al-Qaeda English language magazine that they put out. Yes, a super shady, secretive terror organization living in caves in Afghanistan has this English language magazine that they put out, and they have As-Sahab, their media organization that puts out videos that Intel Center seems to get first every single time, and all these ridiculous parts of the story that if anyone gave a second's thought to, they'd completely dismiss this as absolutely cartoon-level propaganda. And it just goes to show what kind of a trance the people who actually believe this stuff are living in. And then the other layer of this is, of course, you've got Ahmadinejad, the new great Satan of, you know, our times. He's, it's just a matter of time before he's compared to Hitler, and they start dropping bombs on Iran. But he comes out in favor of 9/11 truth. Therefore, any patriotic American wouldn't ever say that 9/11 was an inside job, because then you'd be an Iranian. So it's just so many levels and layers of this. But once again, they're trying to prop up that war on terror narrative that's completely collapsed around them. But I don't think they've woken up to that yet.
And to refer back to, you said people who still believe in these things, these are the things that if you watch them in a movie, you'd go, oh, that's so trite, that's so contrived. But yet, when your nightly news tells you, you go, oh, yeah, that's the case. You know, Iran's evil and Obama. Let's just tie in the related bit to this again, as it just gets, like you just said, more cartoonish by the moment. From Politico.com, CIA and Pentagon fight to keep Osama death photos secret. Photos and videos of Al-Qaeda founder Osama bin Laden after he was killed in a May U.S. military CIA raid in Pakistan should not be released publicly because they would reveal military and intelligence secrets and could lead to violence against U.S. personnel, the Obama administration argued in papers filed in federal court in Washington late Monday night, moments after he was heckled and called the Antichrist. But that is a whole other story, James. So here again, another piece that shows the entire narrative of even the May Day, the May 1st Osama part of the show is completely full of holes. He was armed. He used his wife as a human shield. Oh, wait, no, he didn't. He didn't do that. He didn't do any of those things. The story changed. We're going to release photos. No, now we're not going to. And now we're going to go to the courts to make sure nothing comes out about this.
Yeah. Imagine my shock. We have them, honest, but we're just not going to show them to you. And we have the data for the model that we used for the WTC-7 collapse simulation, but we just can't show it to you. And yes, we have the records of the torture sessions that we used to extract the confessions from the 9/11 mastermind, but we destroyed them. And we have the records from the SEC investigation into the 9/11 insider trading, but we destroyed them too. And honest, we have all this information, but you don't get to see it. Just take our word for it. It is cartoon propaganda. It is the lowest level of propaganda for people who will buy anything. So I just don't know what to say at this point. It is so outrageous that there's nothing that can be said. It is self-parodying. And the Onion beat them to it 4 years ago. So there you go.
So the actual, it's exceptionally grave damage to U.S. national security if these photos and videos came out. James, let me quickly ask you before we move to our third story about this Osama PSYOP, because it's come up, you know, to me, and I've had friends ask me about, you know, but yeah, I have family who was in the military, and they said, yeah, they flew over the aircraft carrier and saw that they were putting him out at sea and all that Where do you start to try and break down the Osama PSYOP to folks?
Hey, look, I mean, fair enough. There are things that happened in Abbottabad, and we don't know what happened. And that's really my ultimately final take. I mean, we don't know what happened. We can't know from where we are. And any and every attempt to get any more information out from the government about what happened has been completely stymied, even down to the level of photographs of Osama, you know, the dead Osama. And everything that they've released so far has either turned out to be a complete lie or an easily falsifiable, complete fabrication, like the videos of
Osama bin Laden watching himself on TV and all of that, that baloney that was released in the wake. So from my perspective, everything they've told us about this raid has been a lie so far. So I'm just not going to believe anything until I see proof for it. And in fact, that was the very first thing I said on the day when this was coming out. I had a friend that was emailing me here in Japan saying, "Whoa, did you see this news?" And he was really acting as if it was really true. And I said, well, I'll just hold off until we actually get some proof on that. And the proof still hasn't come, so I'm still holding off.
And I would maybe just quickly say that I'm sure military guys and guys flying overhead, they probably did whack somebody, but whether or not that was Osama or which version of Osama, same thing, those guys on the plane maybe really thought they were hijacking for Al-Qaeda, but again, there's a broader game at play here. Let's move now to our third and final story, statement from Activist Post regarding site takedown, and we'll take this from activistpost.com. Many folks out there may know that the alternative media site, activistpost.com, was taken down. Google killed it. It was essentially gone. It wasn't an error page or anything. It just said this site doesn't exist. And because of the outcry within the alternative media, the quote even from Google and Blogger said that they'd like to apologize on behalf of the team for the removal of activistpost.com. The removal was caused by an automated process, and we just restored the blog as soon as the issue was brought to our attention. James, this very well could happen to me. I run all my blogs off Google. Or Blogger. I like to register the URL and then just have it point to the free site because it keeps things free and cheap. But this is another important angle. Just as last week we talked about the emails of, "Oh, sorry, we lost those emails about Occupy Wall Street."
Exactly right. And this goes to show how the very architecture of the internet and everything that we're being shunted off into in terms of the internet is being set up in a way that it'll be controllable by these third-party corporations who obviously have ties to intelligence. I mean, openly, the CIA and Google have worked together and things like that. So absolutely, I mean, we are being asked to put up more and more of our information and our lives and our work and everything onto these third-party systems instead of hosting it ourselves. And it is a pain, and it is an expense, and it does require effort, and it isn't easy to do, and not everyone can do it. So if you can't do it, then by all means, go and host a website on Blogger or something like that. But I think more and more we have to detach ourselves from these systems because if we let them set up the system, guess what? The system's going to be rigged against us, and they can pull it at any time. And an activist post, I mean, we are all activist posts right now. It could happen easily to you. It could happen to me. It could happen to anyone where someone steps in and pulls some plug somewhere and it's gone. So absolutely, we have to. And look, I mean, we're here on YouTube and YouTube and everything, you know, we're using these systems, but again, people have to realize these systems are vulnerable. So if the plug is pulled, people better know to go to CorbettReport.com instead of YouTube.com. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we have to start detaching ourselves from this.
So I wonder, let's tie in a related, if it has possibly anything to do with this, from CNS News. Internet hits all-time high as news source, TV at all-time low. The internet has risen to its all-time high as a primary source of news for Americans, with 43% now saying they get most of their news on national and international issues from the web, according to a survey published last week by the Pew Research Center. James, what do you think?
Yeah, I wonder if that does have anything to do with it. More and more people turning to alternative internet-based media, and then they start shutting down and trying to block and censor internet-based alternative media. Any relation there? I'm sure it's all just coincidence, right?
Yeah, no, none of our stories are related. None of them, their tentacles don't connect in any way, shape, or form.
Right, yeah. No, but again, it's just another level of the cartoonish propaganda and the way that they're trying to control the spread of real, truthful information. Because again, they require millions upon millions upon millions of dollars to sell you their pack of lies, but it costs nothing to spread the truth because the truth will be accepted by everyone. People understand it right away, and they don't need the $1 million sets and the $100,000 announcers and the 50,000
hair models,
and all of that. It's just not necessary.
James, we are out of time, but I appreciate you, as always, all the hard work you do, and I really enjoy spreading this kind of information through New World next week. I thank you.
Thank you.